God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message called Going Beyond. Many times we're asked by family and friends, bosses, others, to go a little beyond what we've done in the past. And in reality, we want to stretch ourselves and be better equipped to serve each other and serve the Lord. Going beyond is something we're going to discuss today with Dr. Wilton from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2. As Dr. Don leads us, he wants you to know we're here for you. Perhaps someone praying for you is exactly what you need to take that next step for going beyond. We're taking prayer requests right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
I'm going to be sharing with you from God's Word today and speaking to you from my heart. I'm going to suggest to you that for many who worship with us today, this could be a very, very life-changing moment. Just look at the product. Your life can be different. And for many who are worshiping today, you've given your heart to Jesus. You're like me. You know the Lord Jesus. You know, I feel so privileged to be part of a family like this. I really do. Both Karen and I just feel very privileged. You know, I look around the world today, and I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm concerned about our world. I really am. It's like the world is spinning and going, the spin is increasing every day. And there are lots of things going on, and politically and socially and racially and culturally, right across the world, and this beautiful nation. And I ask myself the question, what difference can I make? What can we do? And how can we do this? Yesterday, I was coming home about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I stopped at a red light, and there were some people standing there collecting donations, and I respect them very much. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm very grateful for them, but my church is doing it. We're doing it, and we need you. We need us to do it, because it's God's way. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. I didn't say the people standing on the street corner with a charity that I don't admire them, respect them, love them, support them. I didn't say that. What I did say to you, I want you all to watch me. Your church is the way God designed it. And one of the ways we become less effective is when we become divided. I'm not talking about in our spirit, divided in pooling our resources for the greater effectiveness of serving others. And I'm going to say this, thousands of you are worshiping by way of television today. We've got some of our best friends here from Ohio and up in the country that are worshiping with us. I meet people everywhere and all over the country who worship with us. I'm talking about your church. Bloom where you are planted. Play your ball where it lies. That's God's way. And what we can do, what one church can do together, because it's not about equal giving. It's about equal sacrifice. Now, folks, I really want you to listen to me. And some of you really need to sit up and listen. You need to really listen. This is God's way. We didn't manufacture this. That's why Jesus instituted the New Testament. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my... That's what he said. Now, in the Bible, and you can turn there with me to Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. This is just a snippet. This is what the Bible says about the local church. I want everyone, every parent who's a parent, really get this. If you're a parent, I want you to listen to me. The way you and your wife speak, conduct yourself, love one another, love on your children in your home, is going to have an indelible impact on how your children are going to relate and live outside your home. Some of you men need to really listen up right now. If you treat your wife like some smelly oil rag in your house, and you speak badly and you behave badly, what do you think your sons are going to start doing? They're going to disrespect women because they picked it up from you. Some of you men are behaving so badly in your home, and then you wonder why your children do that. Some of you are sponsoring your own kids to grow up and not be interested in coming to church. You've sponsored that. You've made certain that their attitude is not inside outside. You're fostering that. This is God's way. Doesn't make everything perfect for us. Doesn't stop us from facing the challenges of life and all the other things that we all go through, the struggles. But it's a fundamental foundation. And here in the New Testament, verse 42 of the book of Acts, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belonging, distributing to all who and any who had needs. There's the outside impact. And day by day, attending the temple together, they broke bread in their homes, received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily such as those who were being saved. People, let's do this together. So I'm going to pre-statement that. We are doing that. I really want you to hear me. Gosh. You know, at a time like this, I feel almost foolish sometimes because there's someone sitting out here who's saying, I can't believe that he would say that and we're doing so much. That's my whole point. We are. But together we can do so much more. I want to go to heaven one day believing that I've never done enough, but thanking God for what we are able to do, right? I'm going to ask you to up your giving, your tithe, your serving. I'm asking God to allow me to lead us to the point at which we, this church, this body, so united. So look at the worship, guys. Look what God has given to us. The joy, the friendship, the love that we share together. I'm asking God to take us and use us. I want to be more effective. I want to give more of my life. So if you're listening today and you're saying, well, what do you mean? How does this work? You mean you've got the code to going beyond ourselves? There's a secret code. It's not even a secret because the Bible is full of it. And it all happens in and through God's people who gather together in the church. And what did these people do? They gathered, they came together. There's a gathering, both symbolically, physically, practically. So if I was to stand, I'm standing up here today on this platform, and I'm doing this, all right? We've got our worship services and so on, and all the rest of it, and that big embrace, you know. It's like a mother who's got four children. Listen, I've got a niece who's got eight children. I mean, this is like, come here, kids, let's have a family hug. And you, how do you put your arms around everybody? They gathered. It's God's design. I love coming into church on, you know, Steve, coming even in the morning. You're walking up here, and I get here, you know, before the cows have woken up. Chick-fil-A loves it that I get here so early. And I still see people. And, hey, how are you? And how was your weekend? And you know, how about this? And, you know, how's your wife doing? And how can I pray for you? And just that fellowship. They gathered. They devoted. The Bible says that word devoted. They gathered with a purpose. I see all of you with your Bibles in hand, looking at your Bibles. Mine's here on this lectern here. And we're here with a purpose, guys. We're here to devote ourselves. That word devotion is a beautiful word, isn't it? Because the word devotion speaks of a deliberate mindset whereby we come into the presence of the King. When we were singing praise just a little while ago and the praise team was up here and I could just feel that sense of devotion permeating the gathering of God's people. They devoted, they saw. You are seeing. They saw. That's what the Bible says in verse 43. The Bible says, awe came upon them, and miracles and wonders and signs, things began to happen. The extraordinary. God was taking ordinary people and doing extraordinary things with ordinary people. I love that. It just pulsates when I'm in the presence of God and I'm just an ordinary man and I see extraordinary things taking place because God is not ordinary, He's extraordinary. I want to be a part of that, don't you?
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton here on the Encore broadcast, and this message, along with many, many more, can be heard directly on our website at tewonline.org. If you missed part of today's program, we'd love to catch you up again at tewonline.org, and that's also the place you'll find a wonderful, encouraging word from Dr. Don about faith in the midst of a crisis. We'll give you more details about the DVD and CD message from Dr. Don, but you can peek at it right now online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Now back to today's message, Going Beyond with Dr. Don Wilton.
How can I pray for you? And just that fellowship, they gathered, they devoted. The Bible says that word devoted, they gathered with a purpose. I see all of you with your Bibles in hand. Looking at your Bibles, mine's here on this lectern here, and we're here with a purpose, guys. We're here to devote ourselves. That word devotion is a beautiful word, isn't it? Because the word devotion speaks of a deliberate mindset whereby we come into the presence of the King. When we were singing praise just a little while ago, and the praise team was up here, and I could just feel that sense of devotion permeating the gathering of God's people. They devoted, they saw. You are seeing. They saw. That's what the Bible says in verse 43. The Bible says, awe came upon them, And miracles and wonders and signs, things began to happen. The extraordinary. God was taking ordinary people and doing extraordinary things with ordinary people. I love that. It just pulsates when I'm in the presence of God and I'm just an ordinary man and I see extraordinary things taking place, because God is not ordinary. He's extraordinary. I want to be a part of that, don't you? And his design is the church. What did they see? They saw what the Lord did in them. That was the first focus. These people in the church saw what God was doing in them. God's speaking to you right now in the balcony. He's speaking to you in the pew. He's speaking to you in the choir. He's speaking to you by way of the Encouraging Word television broadcast across the nation. It's what God is doing in you. He spoke to Christopher Huey when he was just a little boy of 4 or 5 sitting around a fire pit in a church park with a group of big people, and God began to work in him, and Christopher raised his hand, and even though he couldn't explain it, God was revealing himself to him. What happened to these people when they saw? First thing they saw was what God was doing in them. But the second thing they saw was what God was doing through them. Through them. Thank you, people. Thank you for not keeping what God has done in you to yourself. Thank you for seeing that God will do through you . Just recently, I was standing with Dr. Billy Graham. How can you describe a man who's been more used of the Lord? And I was with him at his home. And even in his old age, and on this particular day, Mr. Graham was not having a good day. And I was holding his hand and talking to him and praying with him, and all of a sudden, I just started to thank him. I said, Mr. Graham, just want to thank you for your life and for your witness and for being such a precious man. And he wasn't responding a lot to me on that day. He wasn't feeling very well. And I said, Mr. Graham, everywhere I go, people always coming up, and when they hear that I'm your pastor and friend, and they tell me how they came to know Jesus, and I meet people like that all over the place. And I just want to thank you, and I just want to say to you thank you. And all of a sudden, he opened his eyes, looked at me, and he said, not I, but Christ. You see, when they saw, they didn't only see what God did in them, the wonderful work of God by His Spirit, His saving grace, the giftedness, the blessings, our resources, our jobs, our money, our personalities, our ways of doing things, what God does for me. But they saw what God did through them. I've asked Dr. Steve Wise to be up here, and you're wondering what he's doing sitting up here. He doesn't often make a habit of doing this. Steve leads our entire mission emphasis in our church, and I knew when God led us to Steve all those decades ago that God was leading us to a man who had a passion to go beyond. And you and I have seen it. And that's why, together with the Impact team, we pray and we support and we get on board. And what I've asked Steve to do today in a relatively brief time, and I'm just going to change. Come up here with me, Steve. Thank you for your ministry, brother.
Thank you.
And for the love that you have. And you know, as I've looked back over these years, and I see now that we have people all over the world. We've got mission personnel deployed across the world. Church plants, new work, rapid response teams. We've got missions from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost parts of the world. And our Impact team and our people, this is us under your leadership and how God is taking us. Steve came to me recently and told me that he had been fasting and praying for weeks. I trust that, Steve. That's why I trust you and I follow your leadership, and I always will. I'm going to tell you, Steve, I've asked Steve to do something very simply here today because I got to this point of they saw what God did in them, but they also saw what God did through them. And all the people who had need ended up being blessed. Steve, I'm going to just sit there and be quiet. I want you to unpack this briefly. What does it look like for this body of Christ? Why do we all need to get on board?
Thank you, Pastor. You know, I think it's crazy, actually. I think if I were going to have a plan to impact the world, I don't think I would involve me. And there's a lot of you I wouldn't involve either. You know, I'd be looking at who can make the big impact. And I'm not sure I would choose that. I'm not sure I would have chosen a bunch of shepherds and fishermen and tax collectors either. But thank goodness I'm not in charge. God's in charge. And he wants to use people like us. It is crazy that he does. You know, for 5 years we've been carrying forth this theme of follow hard after God. And it comes from Psalm 63. And in that psalm, David says, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Well, that's let worship lead, Pastor. We love to come together. We love to sing the praises of God. We love to see his power and his glory. But then it says, because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul follows hard after you. Your right hand upholds me. David didn't get to stay in the sanctuary. Throughout his Psalms writing, he would say he just wants to stay in the temples, but God would never let him just stay in the temple because he had work to do. He had to be out. He won't let us just stay here. He has work for us. Acts chapter 2 is this beautiful picture of thousands of people coming to Jesus, coming together to worship, and then what does it say? Every day people are being added. People don't get added because we're sitting in here. People get added because we go out there. People get added because we go beyond. God's calling us. He's calling First Baptist Spartanburg to go beyond. Go with us.
You know, Steve, these things are so powerful. You and I can make a difference right here. And I've seen it. People who make phone calls, go and visit those who are in hospital and who have needs. Our life group leaders, I appreciate you folks. Even today, as I walked around a little bit earlier on, and See our teachers and life group leaders and greeters, people in our guest services. Just a massive team. Since we began Let Worship Lead, we've seen just a rise in so many more people participating. And you know, all it takes is for every one of us just to do one thing.
What a powerful message from Dr. Don Wilton today. And what is it that you and I need to do? What's the next step so that we really are going beyond? For some of us, it's the most important step we'll ever take. It's the step of saying yes to Jesus Christ. If you have questions about that, let's talk about it. Our phone number is 866-899-9673. And one of us would love to talk with you, pray with you right now at 866-899-9673. Or better yet, open your heart to what Dr. Don's about to say next.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together, because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
If you've said yes to Jesus Christ today, welcome to the family of God, and let us put some resources in your hands that will help you grow. You can call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to put some resources in your hands that will help you take the next step in following Jesus. You can meet us online as well on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. As a matter of fact, right now, you'll take a look at something that we're so excited about called Faith in the Midst of Crisis.
Right now, you may be driving in your car or sitting in the comforts of your home. Perhaps you may be at work or listening to us in a prison cell. Wherever you are, I have an encouraging word for you today. And that word is, God is in control. He is sovereign over the universe. His plan for your life remains intact, and He has not changed. He is right there with you. This month, with your support to the encouraging word, Dr. Wilton will send you two powerful resources, Faith in the Midst of Crisis, a new message available on CD or DVD, along with a copy of his book, Defying the Odds. You will be deeply encouraged, strengthened, and filled with hope to defy anything set before you. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request Faith in the Midst of Crisis on CD or DVD, along with the bonus book today. An operator is standing by to take your call. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Oh, I hope you'll contact us about that wonderful Faith in the Midst of Crisis, but know that we're here for you to pray with you 24 hours a day at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. The Encouraging